The thought hit me preparing for this time tonight. I enjoy Christmas a great deal. I get a chance to have the privilege of a family around. We all sit around the living room, presents under the tree, and we get a chance to read the Christmas story. And then we take a minute and just thank the Lord for all of his blessings. And usually the first or second thing mentioned is, Lord Jesus, thank you for coming, making Christmas possible. And that thought hit me. What if God the Father would have said, Son, I love the world. I love the people at Temple, and I want them in heaven with me. But the only way they can come to heaven is if you go and pay their debt for them. Would you be willing to go? I'm not going to make you, son. I'm going to give you the choice. For God so loved the world that he gave. And Jesus Christ said, Father, I love you more than the world. If you want me to go, I will. But Father, I don't love those people as much as you do. I'd rather not go. You know what would be different today? Have you ever thought about that? If Jesus would have just said, I'd rather not. All of us would have been condemned to hell forever. No chance for heaven. All the Old Testament prophets, Moses, I'm sorry, Genesis 3:15, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to keep that promise. I'm not going to send my son. Isaiah 9:6. Unto us a son is born, a child is given, and the government should be upon his shoulders, and his name should be Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Prince of Peace. But he's not going to come. You'll have to do your best. But Father, our best is not good enough. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I got to thinking how my life would be different. I wouldn't be a preacher because there'd be nothing to say. We wouldn't have churches. We'd have a whole lot more prisons and jails, a lot more hospitals. We'd have a lot more courts, judges, and lawyers. You'd probably have to do what the sign said going out Route 7, lock your doors, put your garage doors down, lock your cars, because there's no reason to do right. Every man for himself. Can you imagine marrying someone with no interest in doing right? No purpose to live other than self-satisfaction. Can you imagine the way our world would be different? You can throw this book out. It doesn't mean anything. No songs to sing. Very little to sing about except eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's our future without one person. I wonder if you put it all in perspective like that, if I'd make our Christmas a lot more appreciative. If it wouldn't change all the presents going around, whoa, wait a minute. Let's not forget one thing. Let's not forget to tell Jesus Christ, thank you. Have you ever thought about if Jesus would have said, I'd rather not, Father? What if you'd have prayed this prayer? Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. And since it is, I'd like to come back to heaven. And he's taken up. And our debt is not paid. Then what? How would your life be different? To me, everything changes. I no longer have a reason to do right. I no longer have a reason to tell the truth. I just want to make as much money as I can and get as much as I can, because when I die, it's all over. I want to get in as big a position as I can to have as comfortable a life as I can, because when I die, it's all over. But 2,000 years ago, it came to pass in those days, well, all the children, would you come down here with me while I read the great news? Any of the children want to come, you're welcome to, but they got to sit and listen, okay? So if you send a little one down, please sit near the front so that you can carefully retract them from the group if they distract. Come on down, guys. Y'all can help me with the story tonight. Everybody have a seat. Come on in, have a seat. Come right on in. All of you come on down. Have a seat. Ethan, you're a little old, but if it's okay. No, you come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. If you want. You don't have to. You don't have to. Okay. Everybody come on down. That's good. Moms and dads, you can sit with them if you like. That's no problem. Yeah, that's good. Come on down. One of my Christmases is going to be that Miss Emily speaks to me once so far. Haven't gotten there yet. About 2 years. I'm waiting for it. Oh, here we go. All right. She's looking at me. That's good. All right. Did you know if Jesus had not come and said yes to his Father, it'd be no Christmas? You'd still be going to school. I asked my granddaughter, what's the best thing about Christmas break? It wasn't the presents. It wasn't the fun. It was, I don't have to go back to school. Wow. You'd be going to school now. But what's worse, you'd be going to school, but it's just get as much as you can. You don't have to be good to your brother or your sister. You don't have to obey your parents because there's no rule against it. But you know what happens? I want you to listen. Jesus did come. And I want to read to you the story. Okay, have a seat right there, young man. There you go. All righty. Victor? So he was lost. Okay, everybody listen. Very good. Carefully. Give me your eyes, and I know you're paying attention, okay? And if you will, just a little bit, I got a real treat for you tonight. Okay? Not as good as Jesus's, but I got a treat for you. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus. There was a man riding a horse telling everybody that all the world should be taxed. Go to the city where you were born, pay your taxes. Go to the city where you were born and pay your taxes. End of the month. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And if you want to know why he went there, why that tax was made, it was because God made a promise that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem. So he used the old taxation of the Caesar to get everybody, especially Joseph and Mary, in Bethlehem. to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, and being great with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And there was no hospital. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Anybody know what swaddling clothes are? No. They're very, Zach? They're like rags. That's right. They're like rags. They were very poor. Now, nobody here probably knows what swaddling clothes are like, but they're like pieces and strips of cloth, because cloth was very expensive, and she didn't have any that matched. So she got all the cloth that she could and wrapped him up a little bit at a time to keep him warm. We have what's called a blanket. She was too poor for a blanket. Wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. That's where the cows ate, horses ate, flies. None of you are born like that. And the reason? Because there was no room for them in the inn. And the reason there was no room for the inn is because the old devil got in everybody's heart. And he wouldn't let the people feel like they should give her a place to stay. Because in Jerusalem and all of Israel, it was common. And it was even right that if you saw someone out in the street with no place to stay, somebody invited them in. But nobody did for Jesus. Just another sign that the world didn't want Jesus. They were abiding in the same country, shepherds in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night, kind of resting, looking up at the moon, counting the stars. They did it every night, so there wasn't a lot going on. As long as they didn't hear the howl of the wolf or the snarl of the bear, they were okay. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. They looked up and they were scared. Terrified is the word. Because it was the brightness of the day and night. They didn't know what was happening. The angel said unto them, "Fear not. Don't be afraid. I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, not just to the Jews, but to everybody. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior." A Savior. Is that the Messiah? Is that who we need? Yes. He's here. But, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes. Swaddling clothes? The King of Kings? Why would he be born like that? So poor. And lying in a manger. In a manger? Oh no. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host. And so all of a sudden the skies lit up with angels singing and praising God. And saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to men." Came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us, and us alone, we're the only ones." And they came with haste, they ran. And found Mary and Joseph. How did they know where they were? Oh, they went to the nearest manger. They went to the barn. Yep. Lying in a manger, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which is told them concerning this child. You know what they did? And I want you to get three little things about this story. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. What was it they were told? This is the Savior of the world. This is the Messiah. This is our King. So they went everywhere telling everybody. Now I want you to notice just a couple things about this. Whenever they saw those angels, they were scared to death. But you know what the angel wanted them to know? Good news. The good news is three things. Number one, Jesus loves you. He's keeping his promise. Genesis 3:15, he's going to keep that promise. Isaiah 9:6, he's keeping the promise. Unto you a son is born, and he is the Prince of Peace. That little baby? Yes. He's the peace for all the world. He will change everything. He will make Christmas for everybody, especially those that believe in him. But he loves you. How many of you know that Jesus loves you? Would you raise your hand? I know Jesus loves me. How many of you like it that Jesus loves you? I'm glad Jesus loves me. You know what happens if Jesus didn't love you? You couldn't go to heaven and be with Jesus. That'd be terrible. Now, another thing is this, that this good news was that the Son of God was coming. Not just anybody, but the person was coming that could pay our debt of sin. How many of you have ever done anything wrong? You have? Okay, let me see your hand, okay? I have too. So's my son. My son has too. Yes, he's lots of things wrong. That's right, yeah. That's right. We've all sinned. That's right. Now, you know what? Because of that sin. Now, listen. We can't go to heaven until somebody pays for it. And the only way we can pay for sin is to go to hell and pay for it forever, because you can never pay it off. You can't pay it off at all. It goes on forever. And that's the reason hell lasts forever. We're eternally separated from God. But he didn't want that. And so he looked at his son and said, Jesus, would you go and die for Zach? Would you go and die? Would you go and die for each one of these children? Would you go die for Melody? Abigail? Would you go die for them? Jesus said, yes, Lord, I love them. I love Tommy. I love Emily. I want to save them. I want to be their redeemer. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. So the good news was that Jesus loves us and that his son was coming to pay our debt of sin. And that it was for everybody. Did you know you and I have never met anybody that Jesus didn't love and want to save? And he wanted to wipe away their sin. But you know, do you know how you get your sin forgiven? Everybody here, in the audience, here, you, me, all of us. The only way you get to heaven is if you bow your head and you personally come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, would you come into my heart and forgive me of my sin? I'm a sinner. Remember, how many of you sinned before? How many of you done something wrong, Miss Urine? Okay, all of us need a Savior. That's why Christmas is so wonderful. You have one if you want a Savior. And so at any point in time, you can bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'm sorry. Now, you know, Pastor was a good son. How many of y'all believe that? How many of y'all believe that Pastor never did anything wrong? Would you raise your hand? Oh, that's pretty good. Well, you're all wrong, okay? I'm sorry. Thank you, Ethan, though. I appreciate your confidence, but I was a sinner too. That's right. And I needed a Savior. And one day, I went to Jesus and I said, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I want you to forgive me of my sin. Wash away all my sin and take me to heaven when I die. And Jesus did that. And the good news is he'll do that for everybody on earth. If you've not taken time, Jesus called it the second birth. That's the good news. The angel said, good news, a Savior's come for all the world. And if you're here tonight and you're a good person, but you're not perfect. You need a Savior. You need one that will hear your prayer and forgive your sin. But you have to ask Him. There's no easy way to do it. I can't just baptize you and you get saved. You can't just come and join the church and get saved. You can't come down and I just pray for you and get saved. It's between you and the great God of heaven, the one that died on that cross. You have to ask Him to forgive you. But just like the thief on the cross, Lord, would you remember me? And Jesus said, today you're going to be in paradise. The Lord can save anybody, and He will tonight. We have a good crowd here tonight. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I could think of no better time than a Christmas service to trust Jesus as Savior. If you've trusted Him as Savior, wonderful. Let me ask you this question. Have you told anybody? If you remember the passage, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. They went everybody telling everybody, the Savior's come. The Savior's come. For some reason, either we're not very proud of it or we're scared to tell it. But we don't tell people much. We don't give out the gospel, the good news. Can I encourage you tonight? If you trusted Jesus as your Savior, if you haven't, you can tonight. And if you have, will you tell somebody else? It's Christmas. We want everybody to know that Jesus loves them, that He's already come and paid their debt of sin, and that He'll forgive them. Now, take just a minute. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask everybody to bow your heads. Everybody close your eyes, bow your heads. Everybody out there too. If you're here tonight and you say, Pastor, I'm going to ask the pianist to slip to the piano and take just a minute tonight. If you've never received Christ as your Savior, if you had come down here to the front, just slip down. I'll ask Pastor Jeremy to be down here at the front. And if you'll come to him, he'll take you to a quiet place, just you and him and the Lord. And you can ask the Lord Jesus Christ yourself to save you. And if more than one or two or three people come, we'll have some more folks. But you can know tonight, you can trust Christ tonight as your Savior. I don't want anybody to go away tonight without having the greatest Christmas present in the history of the world. And that's the gift of eternal life, the one Jesus paid for, the reason for Christmas. We're going to have a word of prayer, and I'm just going to ask the pianist to play through a verse of Away in the Manger. And when she finishes that verse, it'll be your opportunity's over. Could I encourage you to just stand to your feet, come to me, I'll meet you. You take a step out, I'll come meet you. I know how hard it is. I'm not trying to make it difficult. I want to make it easy. If it's easier for you to slip to the back, then you slip to the back, and the ushers will help you. Folks, I don't want anybody to miss the greatest present in all the world because you're worried about what somebody might say. That was my fear, and I don't want that for you. You can go to the back or to the front. We're going to have a word of prayer, and the pianist will start playing Away in a Manger. And the Lord Jesus loves you tonight. That's the good news. If you've never received Him as Savior, do it tonight. Lord Jesus, would you speak to our hearts tonight? Lord, I pray that you'd touch those that are here that have never trusted you as Savior. In your precious name I pray. Amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed. If you need to come, time for you. Invitation is for you. The little Lord Jesus came to pay your debt of sin, and He loves you. Not one person has to miss heaven tonight. This can change your destiny forever. The gift of eternal life is just that. It's forever. All right. You can look up this way. if it was too much for a large crowd for you to stand up and come forward, I do understand that. I remember when I was saved 51 years ago as a young man in church, most difficult thing I've ever done in my life was to step out and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Would you forgive me? But that changed my life. If you would meet me after the service, or meet my son after the service, or Brother Brandon after the service, one of the pastors, we'll be glad to help you. Make it the greatest day of your life. But don't go away without Christ tonight.